Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. You got a one-man show getting you through this Friday. Of course, the boys behind the glass contributing. That's very welcomed throughout the show, so thank you to them. We're joined now by John Feinstein, best-selling author and Washington Post columnist. Brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway today. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for winter golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, good morning. I'm fine. I've never been on a one-man show before.
Yeah, here you have it. Junks have been on the air for almost like 28 plus years, and I think this is the first real one-man show we've done. So yeah, this is
the guy sick, or was this planned?
Well, it was a two-man show with JP and I, or JP and me. I can never remember which way to say that correctly.
Me neither.
But JP got sick, so here we are at this point.
Here we are.
Yep.
Well, let's do it.
Let's do it. So we just got off with a bunch of listeners talking about what is their concern level for Cliff Kingsbury potentially leaving the Commanders after 1 year as the OC. And he's done a remarkable job. I mean, this team is, you know, scoring nearly 29 points per game. Look at what Jaden Daniels has done as a rookie. So there's some hand-wringing from some of the fan base, but some of the callers are like, you know what, it doesn't matter. As long as Jaden Daniels is there doing his thing, it doesn't matter who the OC is. Where do you come down on that as far as Cliff potentially leaving?
Well, I think it would be too bad if Kingsbury left, but, you know, successful coordinators tend to get hired. I mean, he was not completely unsuccessful as a head coach. He tended to do very well the first half of the season and then do not very well the second half of the season. But I think there's a decent chance someone will give him a shot. There's going to be like seven or eight openings.
Mm-hmm.
But I tend to lean toward you or I could be the offensive coordinator. And as long as Jaden Daniels is there, the Commanders will be just fine. Excuse me. I'm having trouble with my coffee going down here. I'm in the Jaden Daniels is a star camp, and he's going to be a star no matter who the offensive coordinator is. It'd be better if Kingsbury stayed, obviously, because they've had a year together. But I've said this to you, I think, since August,
mm-hmm.
that I thought Jaden Daniels was going to be a star, and he's proven to be a star.
And one of the great things about him just being so impressive and being a star is that he's not doing it with the diva label and tag that Robert had, obviously, when he was here. Like, he almost seems like too good to be true. Like, he's so good at what he does on the field, and like off the field, he handles himself like a 10-year veteran. But he's just a kid, you know. Like that to me, that's one of the more impressive things about his skill set is his poise, his maturity, not only on the field but off too.
Yeah, well, I think he's 24, I believe, and, you know, played at three different schools, played for 5 years. I think that's been one of the big differences between him and Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams was a diva in college, only played 3 years, which is the minimum you can play. And I think the two-year difference, plus differences in their personalities, obviously, has made a big difference. I mean, you could see it with Jaden Daniels the day he arrived at camp. He was like, okay, let's get to work. I'm here. I'm ready to go. And he's been that way ever since. And he has the clutch factor. he has the clutch factor. You know, you put him in the final minutes of a close game like last week, and he's going to make plays. He is a playmaker in the clutch.
Joined by John Feinstein, best-selling author and Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom. So you touched on all the openings that are going to be available, probably 6, 7, maybe even 8 jobs. It seems to be the norm now in the NFL. One of those jobs is the Jets job, and we saw that Ron Rivera, the former Commanders coach, got an interview with the Jets. Do you think Ron could potentially succeed with the Jets just being a coach? Like, I think he was overwhelmed here by having to do everything. He had to coach and do He had to be the PR guy. He had to be the guy who picked the players. He had so much on his plate. Do you think he could succeed with the Jets? I don't know if I do, because it would almost be similar to his talent spot here on the roster, because he'd be inheriting a team with an old quarterback that you don't even know is going to be there next year in Aaron Rodgers. Like, he never could get quarterback right here. Like, could he succeed in New York with all the flaws going on with that organization?
Well, I'm not sure Vince Lombardi could succeed with the Jets at this point. I mean, they are such a mess in every way. I mean, they've got to cut ties with Aaron Rodgers. They've just got to come out after this week and say, Aaron, thanks for all your efforts. We appreciate it. See ya. And if Rodgers wants to try to go play somewhere, fine. Go play somewhere. I can't imagine anybody who would want him, especially for the money that he would demand. The Jets have to get a new general manager. They could use a new owner. That would be a good place to start. I mean, they're just a mess. And I'm not sure Ron Rivera is the guy to clean up that kind of mess. I mean, he could walk in someplace where the situation is decent and do okay. He certainly did okay coaching in Carolina when he was just the coach. So maybe... if circumstances were right somewhere, Jets, anybody else, he could succeed. But I don't see him or anybody else succeeding with the current Jets situation. It's just a total disaster.
Hey, John, getting back to the Commanders for just a second, can you even really fathom the paradigm shift and the cultural change that's happened in a year and a half with Snyder and the black cloud over him departing, and Harris coming in with Quinn and Peters and drafting Daniels, and just the transformation of a franchise? Like, I'm shocked that they are where they are at this point, qualifying for the playoffs. They're way ahead of schedule because Jaden is so good. But, like, for it to happen so quickly, are you surprised by the turnaround?
Well, a little surprised in this sense. A lot of their wins, but certainly a few of their wins that have the luck factor has come into play. I mean, they're 11-5. They could easily be 8-8. And if they were 8-8, we'd be saying, well, they're on schedule. You know, Jaden's good, and the team is making correct decisions. See, that's the biggest difference, is you've got someone in charge in Adam Peters who knows what he's doing.
Right.
Who has experience at other successful clubs, and who, you know, has made the right decisions, the key one obviously being drafting Jaden Daniels. But they've made the right decisions. They've put a good coach in place. I wasn't that enthused about the hiring of the coach. I was like, well, he kind of flailed out in Atlanta and did fine as a coordinator in Dallas. But the fact is, he was successful in Atlanta. I mean, he was a couple of plays from winning the Super Bowl in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And he'd probably still be in Atlanta if they'd won that Super Bowl. And I've been impressed with him. I for some reason, I'm in the car a lot on Tuesdays, and I listen to his press conferences. And I love the way he handles it. He uses everybody's name. Mm-hmm. He makes the reporters feel at ease. That's a skill. I mean, you know, if you're Bill Belichick, you can get away with being a jerk in press conferences. But if you're not, it actually makes a difference if you address people by name and show respect for them. And you know, he has the very good habit of saying, that's a good question, which is a smart thing to do in any press conference situation. I've just been very, very impressed by Dan Quinn.
John, let's shift over to the college football playoff. We're down to the final four now. We saw what what Texas did to advance. They'll face Ohio State. Ohio State just manhandled Oregon. And Notre Dame, very impressive yesterday against Georgia. They're going to face off with Penn State. Do you like this Final Four? I think it's refreshing that Bama's not there this year. There's no Georgia in the Final Four. You've got some fresh blood. What do you think about this Final Four matchup? Texas, Ohio State, Penn State, Notre Dame.
Yeah, there is definitely some fresh blood going away from Alabama and Georgia and the dominance of the Southeastern Conference. But, you know, it's still power schools. It's still schools that can spend a lot of money on building their roster. I mean, you know, Ohio State's gotten a lot of publicity for the $20 million roster. These other three schools have spent plenty, too. Notre Dame goes out and rents a quarterback every year. They've got fifth and sixth-year players. What I don't understand about Notre Dame is how the hell they managed to lose to Northern Illinois. Because I think they're the best team. I think they have the most talent on both sides of the football. They're very well coached by Marvin Freeman, who is emerging as one of the better coaches in college football. But yeah, it's different. It's not the Southeast Conference versus the Southeast Conference again. And I'm curious to see how Penn State does since they finally won a couple of big games under James Franklin. It should be entertaining. But it's worth noting that out of the eight games so far, only one has been a good game. The Peach Bowl was a great game between Arizona State and Arizona State lose to Texas.
Yeah.
That's the only game that's really been competitive. I mean, Notre Dame, Georgia, it was basically over at halftime after that sprint by Notre Dame at the end of the half. I mean, and then they returned the opening kickoff in the second half and led 20-3.
Yep.
It's been interesting to watch because it's new. It's been fun to watch because more teams are involved. I think they should go to 16 and get rid of byes. The games themselves have not exactly been gut-wrenching.
John, let's close out with the Washington Capitals. Ovi scores again last night. He's on fire coming out of his injury break. I think he was gone for 5.5 weeks. Goals in 3 of the 4 games back since returning from that leg injury. And I tell people, like, this is greatness. Appreciate it. Go see him while you still can. Like, go see him at Capital One Arena, because we don't know how many more games he's going to play. Like, he's obviously going to break Gretzky's record. He's going to get that record, but we don't know how much longer he's going to continue at this pace. Go see Alex Ovechkin wherever you can. If not at Capital One Arena, go catch a road game, because you're watching the greatest goal scorer in the history of the league still performing. I mean, he missed a bunch of games and he's still on pace for 54 goals. I mean, it's remarkable.
Yeah, and this has been as amazing a season as he's had in the last 5, because like you said, even with the missed 5.5 weeks, he's on pace to score 50-plus goals. That's just extraordinary for anybody, much less a guy who's 38, and he's in great shape, and he comes to play every night, which he always has. That's been part of his greatness. He doesn't take nights off, and and the Caps are in position to have a very special season. I think I love watching them play. I mean, enjoyed watching them play without Ovechkin. Fortunately, I get Monumental down here, so I can watch all the games. He's extraordinary. He really is. In the mid part of his career, it looked like he was just going to be a very good player, but he's become truly great, truly great.
John, thank you as always for the time. Hope you have a great weekend, and hope the next time that you join us, there's going to be more than one junk on the show.
Yeah, and I hope you get some rest after today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You too, man. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again
you
soon.
You too. Talk to you next week.
Yep, that's John Feinstein, bestselling author and Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom can now custom fit you for the new GT medals from Titleist or the new Apex irons from Callaway. Today, visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis. Get your game ready for winter golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. get there. We will do Cakes' entertainment page when we come back.